Hi there. The word for you today is facing your biggest fears in prayer. In Mark 14:36, we read the words of Jesus, "Father, take this cup away from me." The next time you drink from the communion cup in church, stop and recall what was in the cup Jesus drank from in Gethsemane on the night before he was crucified. You can drink from the communion cup with assurance because Jesus drank from the cup in agony. On the eve of his death, he prayed, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." Notice the words "exceedingly sorrowful." May I pause to say something? If you think your sin is no big deal, perhaps those words "exceedingly sorrowful" will help you to change your mind and think differently. Christ drank from the cup of God's wrath so that you could drink from the cup of God's grace. Although he was sinless, he tasted the sins of both the most refined sinner and the most repulsive one. He had never felt God's fury. He didn't deserve to. He had never experienced isolation from his Father. The two had been one from before time began. He had never known physical death. He was an immortal being. Yet within a few hours, God would unleash his sin-hating wrath on his sinlessly perfect Son. And as a man, Jesus felt it. The agony, the sorrow, and the fear. Jesus was afraid, deathly afraid. And what did he do with his fear and sorrow and his emotions? If you discover that, you'll see what you're to do with yours. The Bible says he prayed earnestly and persistently. He told his followers, Matthew 26:36, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." Here's the bottom line. It's what we're really talking about here. Jesus faced his ultimate fear with honest prayer, and he overcame it. And through prayer, you can overcome your fears too.